Construction work continues on the $25 million addition and renovation project at Mickelson Middle School, and it remains behind schedule. Superintendent Clint Willard says the current plan is to start classes on time August 23rd. School board members wanted to know if these delays could impact the start of school.
Today I'm saying no. And I qualify that because, again, I want to know where we're executing. And I would love to be able to look each board member in the eye and say, absolutely, that's the case. I'm saying today that's the case. But really, I don't even want to have that conversation right now simply because I don't see that as an option.
Still, he says they have to think about it. The weather and other factors have played into the delays. The emphasis for several weeks has been trying to make sure classrooms are ready. Eric Anderson with the architectural firm ATS&R, which is overseeing the project, was asked if the contractor is putting forth extra effort.
They have been working Saturdays and Sundays, and they have increased their self-performing large parts of the project, and they've increased the number of crew that they have on site.
It may be true that they are doing Saturdays and Sundays now. I'm not sure that's true during the pendency of this construction.
No, right.
And that's what the rub is.
That's Board President Van Fishbeck commenting. The completion date for the contractor, Gray Construction, was August 9th. Willard says liquidated damages become a possibility, starting with the day staff is due to report, August 16th.
We have communicated to them stating what that cost is, short of a letter from district council. We have not initiated that yet, but they do know quite certain what the extent of those liquidated damages are on a per diem, which is, for the sake of conversation, in excess of $25,000 a day.
Willard says safety and security will remain the top priority for all students and staff.